أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم إلى آخر الآية. In the last chapter of this kitab, in which descriptions of Jannah are given and how the people of Jannah will enjoy. In the previous ayah, we read where Allah Ta'ala addressed that the muttaqeen, those people who have got taqwa, what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala will give them. And in various other ayahs also, Allah Ta'ala has explained. The ayah before that, Allah addressed, Ya Ibadi, O my servants. And that is a very special address also, those who are very dear to Allah, close to Allah, Allah addresses them. And it is narrated that there are 100 stages of Jannah, and there are various stages according to the various categories of people, what they had achieved in this world. They made effort, like in this ayat also at the end, Allah Ta'ala said that those are the ni'mats of Jannah, in which we should race with one another. We should vie with one another to acquire the highest places of Jannah. Unfortunately, we normally vie in the matters of this dunya to achieve greater things, better things of this dunya, whereas really for a mu'min, that is what he should be striving for, the highest stages of Jannah. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the abrar. They are also the very special servants of Allah Ta'ala, and those people who have got this great piety and goodness in them, what ni'mats and what favors Allah Ta'ala will bestow upon them. And in various other ayat also, Allah has given various other descriptions. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, Innal abrar lafi na'im. Undoubtedly the abrar, those people who are the righteous and who do righteous deeds all the time, that is the way of life, doing righteous deeds all the time, lafi na'im, undoubtedly these people will be enjoying great bounties. They will have great pleasure in every aspect that you can think of, whether it is mentally, physically, in all ways. They will have great bounties which Allah Ta'ala will bestow them with. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. And they will be sitting on couches, beds, and these will be really, they will be thrones that they will be sitting on. Other narrations explain in more detail what these beautiful thrones will be. They will be studded with pearls and diamonds and emeralds, etc. And that these thrones and these emeralds and diamonds will not be of this dunya, but it will be of akhirah. And whatever Allah has given in this dunya is just a slight semblance for us to understand what the ni'mat of Jannah will be. If we did not have these dynamics here, like the fruit of Jannah, the fruit of this dunya is just to give us an idea, some idea what the fruit of Jannah will be. Otherwise, the fruit of this dunya can never ever be compared with the fruit of Jannah. In the same way, these precious stones also, diamonds, emeralds, etc., all these things are of this dunya, to give us an idea that what these are, if these things were not here, we should not have an idea of what these ni'mats will be in Jannah. So they will be sitting there on these beautiful couches, and in various other places we read also that they will be husband and wife, and that the wife of this dunya, that she will be sitting there and they will be talking of wonderful things with each other. On other occasions, as is mentioned here, they will be sitting yanzurun, and they will be looking around of what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. In other words, they will be just sitting and enjoying, no difficulties whatsoever. And what great ni'mat Allah has given them in Jannah, they will be looking at that and taking great relish and enjoyment. And also they will be thankful to Allah Ta'ala that He had blessed them with a noble life of righteousness and piety, and they are enjoying this. According to some commentators, they will be looking at Allah Ta'ala. and that there will be no greater enjoyment there can be than looking at Allah tabaraka ta'ala. According to some commentaries also, they will be able to see their enemies in Jahannam also, and they will make shukr to Allah ta'ala that Allah saved them from Jahannam and the tortures of Jahannam. The enemies of Islam, their own enemies, they will see how they have been punished there and what ni'mat Allah has given them here, and they will appreciate it. All this shows that in this dunya, we must not take even enmity to that serious. Leave it for Allah. Allah will sort it out. Yeah, we must be worried about making our jannat as much as possible. Hazrat Rabia Basariya was asked that how is it to curse shaitan? To curse, that Allah puts His curses on shaitan. She replied, I would prefer using that time in praising Allah, in making the zikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So instead of wasting our time in trivial matters of this dunya, even fighting with one another, we spend more of the time in pleasing Allah ta'ala. That is much more superior. Further, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ, and you will be able to recognize and see in their faces that what enjoyment Allah, what radiance of bounties Allah Ta'ala is giving them. Just by looking at them, on their faces you will see how brilliant, how radiant, how the nur will be on their faces, and that what Allah Ta'ala has given them, what great enjoyments and pleasure. All are these things that a person should strive for, and the time to make it is here in this dunya. Allah has blessed us with all the teachings of the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Hadith, that we know that we are not here for to live it up in this world, to make our jannat here, but that the real life is the life of the Akhirah, and that is what we must strive for and work for. May Allah give us this realization, and every moment of ours is very important, very valuable and very special. May Allah give us this realization and use our time to prepare for the eternal life of the Akhirat. And in their intention is one great, great amal also. Like almost all of us will be going now and to earn our rosy for the day. But if our niyat is right, there are so many niyats we can make by which Allah will give us the high stages of Jannah. We are going to earn halal rosy. We will spend it in good ways for our family. We won't beg of people. We won't be dependent on people, etc. There are plenty niyats which we can make. And though it might seem that the whole day we will be in dunya, but actually we will be in great, great matters of deen. So may Allah bless us with all these things to make our time really valuable all the time.